He's got that thing.
Got the tray thing going.
Hit the tray for us?
It's okay. Going around.
We begin. We are doing Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis. We begin on the very bottom of Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. We'll see how far it takes us. We could stop theoretically at the end of Yud Gimel Amud Beis, but there's a little piece on bleeding into Yud Dalet. So depending on how much time we have and how well I've put you guys to sleep, we will ponder. Moshe Burt has not been feeling that well. Lamaisa, I don't know. It's either that he hasn't been feeling well, or I said something to offend him. I don't know. It's one or the other. I don't know.
I can't believe we're hoping that it was his health.
But right, exactly. Aye. Anyway, Amar Rabbi Elazar, my dichsiv. What does it mean when the pasuk says Lo yigram yitzadik? Hashem does not withhold from the tzadik. Enough. His eyes are always with him. Meaning that Hashem is looking l'dorei doros. Hashem looks at his at the tzaddikim and is paying back the tzaddikim for dorei doros. So bischar tznius shahaisa ba berachel, because of the tznius that Rachel had, zach saviyatzim imena shol. Shol came from her. Ubischar, because she had Binyamin, and shol is a Binyaminite. Ubischar tznius shahaya ba beshol, and because of the tznius that shol displayed, Zach v'yatzim imenu Esther. And Esther was also from Mordechai, and Mordechai is a Ishimini. Umay tznius, haisa baba Rachel. What was the tznius of Rachel? Dichsif. Anybody who does not know this, Agarata, you have to get up and get out. Okay? Dichsif. V'yageid Yaakov l'Rachel ki achi aviyohu. Yaakov told Rachel that he is her father's brother. But says the Gemara, that's not true though. He lied. He is not her father's brother. He is her father's sister's son. So he's not even close. So Ella, Amr Lah, he said to her the following. Mincevously, I want you to marry me. Amr Lah, she said to him, and yes, I agree. Me, however, you should know, Abba Ramohu, you should know that my father's a Ramai v'lo yachaltble. You have no chance against him. He's going to best you. Amr Lah, he says to her, Achivan Abba Ramos. That's what he meant when he said, I am his brother. I am his brother, Lagabi Ramos. I can match him, Ramai for Ramai. So Amr Leish, she said to him, "Umishvaru letzadik leskuy baramuyusa." Is it mutter for a tzadik to tread in Ramos? Can you walk in the path of a Ramai? Amr Leish, he says to her, "In actually you can, because the pasuk says, 'Im navar titabar with a pure person you shall be pure, ve'im yikish titapol, and with a crooked person you shall be crooked.'" And so he takes that to mean you shall be crooked with a crooked person, which is interesting because I think if you were to ask somebody, a Rav, for advice on how you deal with somebody who's tricking you, I don't know that the Rav would tell you, you shall trick him as well. No, I mean, isn't there a certain nekius and a certain...
Well, where's the line when you go to like Yaakov and Esav, right. the trickery is mutter.
It's mutter and it's not only condoned, but it's also...
But that's pretty black and white.
What?
That's pretty black and white. It seems like anybody short of Esav might be more of a conversation. Can you deceive them? Esav is the ultimate, the paradigm of Russia. It's a little bit easier to define it.
True. I don't know, but Yaakov seemed to take that pasuk as a heter that I'm gonna be a Ramai like him. Amar Lasa, he says to her, "Amar Ram Yusa, tell me. What is his Ramos? What is he going to pull? What shtick is he going to pull?" So Amr Leish, she said to him, "Isli itasa dekashushi minai. I have a sister who is older than me. V'lo mitzvili mikama. And I know that my father will not marry me off in front of her. So he's going to try to get her in there before me." So what did he do? Yeah. This is Vayishmor Mishmarti Mitzvah Sai Chukul Sai Visarosai. It says about Avram that he knew Kol Torah Kula and that he kept Kol. So, in other words,
he knew the principles.
Exactly. He knew the Yesodos. The Yesodos are The Torah way is that with a straight person you act straight, with a crooked person, you're right, in a ganami. Whether he was quoting a mefurish pasuk or whether he was quoting the yesod behind the pasuk.
Ratzon Hashem.
Exactly. That's how they lived.
This agana that takes place before the like initial courtship, because she's saying to Yaakov
this
that my father is going to deceive you and try and sell off my sister beforehand.
Yeah, but this is the courtship, I guess. Mm-hmm.
Because Shubafar says that my father is going to try and cheat you and marry off my sister.
Yes, right, exactly. He will, exactly. I know him. I know his shtick. This is what he's going to do. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So what did Yaakov do? Masil Simanim. He passed her Simanim. What were these Simanim that he passed her? Okay, there are different mafarshim as to what sign did he give her. Some people say he gave her the sign of Chala, Nida, Hadlaka, Saner. These three yisodos that a woman had, mitzvahs that a woman has. And these are the mitzvahs. So you're gonna tell me about these mitzvahs. I'm going to know it's you that night. So that's one. I think it's kind of a shame that Arizal, I think, that he had her touch him on the bohen hayamanis, the bohen raglo hayamanis, like a mitzora. Like when a mitzora purifies himself, he gets the blood on his thumb and on his other thumb and on his big toe. So like there's a whole Arizal on this. I don't know. So what's his name told me this? It was very, very fascinating. Callus told me he saw this Arizal somewhere. I don't know. But Dr. Callus. And he wanted to say a pshat. He wanted to say a pshat that the Mitzora is restricted from any social
contact,
and then when he's matar himself, he's unifying himself back with the community. And what greater unity is there than the husband and the wife unifying themselves b'leil chuppah? So that's a nice pshat. I don't know again if he saw that or if that was his own idea. But anyway, apparently
either,
it's
either Arizal or Dr. Callis.
Exactly, it's either an Arizal, exactly.
No, it's both.
It's Kadosh either way.
It's
Kadosh either way.
No, Dr. Callis heard it from the Arizal, or learned it from the Arizal.
Yeah, he heard it straight from the Arizal. He got it b'chalom halayla.
Ask his son, I don't know.
Okay. This is your father's chat. All right. Kimata Lelia, when the night came, Amra, she said, Rachel said, Hashta Mechsevach Itzai. Now my sister is going to be embarrassed. Uh-huh. So this whole ruse that we're planning is really going to embarrass my sister. Misartino Niala, so what did he do? She passed the Simanim over to Leah. And Vahainu Dechsev, and that's what the Pasuk means when it says, Vahiva Boker Vinehi Leah. All of a sudden, the morning time came, and he wakes up and he sees Leah. Behold, it's Leah. Michla, which implies Da'ar Hashta Lav Leahi. Until now, it was not Leah because it was always Rachel, meaning the Simanim that he passed over to Rachel were passed over to Leah, so it was Ki'ilu Leah was Rachel. But it's only now that he sees that it's actually Leah. And interesting, I don't know what to make of this, but apparently the Simanim were okay. Rachel was perfectly okay with the Simanim. Until the night came, and then she realized, now, she says, Hashta, now, my sister is going to be embarrassed. Why now? Why didn't she say that a week ago when Yaakov passed her the Simanim? Why was she okay with taking the Simanim?
She didn't know that Lavan was really going to do this.
She did! She said, I got a sister and my father's going to trick you! Sorry, you came after that. But she did say that.
I know this Gemara very well.
That makes it only worse. Yeah. That only makes it worse.
I don't know well enough.
But my point is, what's my point? My point is, why is Rachel so okay with the Simanim? And apparently they got the whole ruse. It's glut.
And then at the moment that she's like, oh, my sister's going to be
embarrassed. Oh, my sister's going to be embarrassed.
But you wouldn't think while you're making the Simanim that my sister's going to be embarrassed by the
right. Same problem. Right, like this is going
to... No. Sometimes you can think logically, what is the right thing to do? And then you get to that very moment
and they're like...
Then there's that whole emotional aspect about...
Okay, right. So
what's
going to
be the result of this if we really go through with it?
Uh-huh.
That you don't always think through until you get to that moment.
Okay, got it.
And she got that right, moment,
I'm a
she's like,
I'm
I can't
a
do
that's
this.
A very good... I think that's the MS.
Who says the right thing to do is to be straightforward with Yaakov? Maybe the right thing to do was to be...
Well, anyway, the Gemara goes on and says, Because of the simanim that Rachel passed to Leah, lo hava yada ad hashta, he did not know until now. Because of this tznius, Shaul came from Rachel. And what was the tznius of Shaul? Because it says in the pasuk, v'zdvar hamelucha lo higidlo. The Dvar Mlucha, he did not tell him, Asher Amar Shmuel. You know, Shmuel had instructed Shaul, even though he told him, you know, you're going to be the next Melech. He instructed Shmuel not to make this matter known. And so Shaul hid the matter. And because of that tznius, that he was able to contain himself, Zacha v'yatzim imenu Esther. Esther, who was Tzanua also, came from him. Va'amar Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar says further,
This is all going to suck pasuk of Ein Esther Mageret Amav Moleratah.
Yes. We're coming off of that. I didn't say that before, but we're coming off of that because remember Achashverosh was trying desperately to get Esther to reveal, and she would not reveal, and so that's how we get.
There's this whole media. I gave a whole Dvar Torah on this about all the descendants, and there's a midrash even says this: all the descendants of Rachel Imenu have this mida of being very, very modest in terms of the being able to keep a secret, withholding information. And it's like Yosef and Binyamin and all the descendants. Yosef also. So also Yosef and the brothers, right?
Yes.
Well, like he saw them for a long time. He was withholding this information because he knew that he had to come back with Yaakov and everything. And then and he, it's like they have this like ability with like lit up pick.
Absolutely.
This is the most famous case of Shmuel Snuel.
He's saying he's hiding, but the pasuk says that
he went to the bathroom in the cave. You went to the bathroom. He went to the bathroom in the cave. He didn't expose himself at all when he went to the bathroom. And the Chazal brings in that like a godless case of the snua of like.
Interesting. So you're saying why so Dafka we taking the things over here?
Interesting that this is the pasuk.
Very interesting, indeed. Where is that pasuk mefurish or is that a medrash that he didn't? Because that sounds like more like a medrash. So it could be that the pasuk is more mefurish over here. The tznius is more mefurish in the pasuk as opposed to there where it's learned out. Because that I would be surprised if that was clear in the pasuk. That seems like a medrash. If you can find it, that'd be great. But otherwise, we go on. So. When a Kadosh Baruch Hu distributes gedula, greatness to a man, posik levanav levanav ad sof kol adoros, he distributes it amongst all of his generations to come. Shenemar, as it says in the pasuk, and this is the end of the previous pasuk that we started out with on the very, very top. The pasuk started lo yigra mitzadik einav. Hashem does not withhold from a tzadik. Vayoshivim lanetzach v'yagbehu. And he settles it, he distributes it, lanetzach, forever, v'yagbeyu, and he raises him. So he raises the descendants and all the future generations. However, v'im higiz daito, if a person becomes haughty as a result, HaKadosh Baruch Hu mashbilo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will reduce him, will lower him, shenemar, v'im asurim bazikim, talking about tzadikim, if tzadikim experience asurim bazikim, if they're shackled up in chains. So if a tzaddik experiences yisurim, so he has to realize that it's because of himself that this is happening. It's because of his own haughtiness. Okay, the Megillah goes on. Ves ma'amar Mordechai Esther osa. That which Mordechai said to do, Esther did. Am Rabbi Yirmiyah shahai samarit damnida lachachamim. She would show her damnida to the chachamim. I don't understand this drasha at all. What does this drasha have to do with the pasuk? Mas Mamar Mordechai Esther Osa that teaches us that she showed her dam nida.
Well, also, what's the point? Like, what?
It sounds like there's like three lines missing in this Gemara.
No. Also, why was she showing him dam nida? Like, she was afraid of being with Hashverosh. Like, Hashverosh, she couldn't care less if she was nida or not.
Oh, so we're gonna see a Gemara right now that says that she was also with Mordechai.
At the same time.
Yeah. All right, but I don't understand the drasha. I don't understand how this happened.
What do you mean to the chachamim? Why won't she show it to Mordechai? He's a good old
girl. Well, if she's doing it for Mordechai, then he's no gebedaver. He's not allowed to pass in damnida
for his own wife. But Al-Khura, that's what I would say. But anyway, I don't understand. There's Mama Marcha Yester Osa. How does this teach us that she showed Dami? I don't understand. And is there anybody with an art scroll here? Does it say anything there? What this has to do with the Masifta or anything? What does this drush have to do with his Mama Marcha Yester Osa? Does he say anything in your Shenantam? Because he usually doesn't have too many footnotes. Does he have anything on it? I didn't get a chance to check out the art school.
What was the question?
My question is, the Pasuk says, Vezma amar Mordechai Esther Osa. Whatever Mordechai said, Esther did. This teaches us, Amir Rabbi Yirmiyah, this teaches us that she would show her Dam Nida to the Chachamim. What? What?
There's five types of Dam.
Yeah.
Matame is a woman.
That's good.
There's a suffix.
Yeah.
To show it to the Chachamim.
Great.
There's no drasha, it's just saying there was a mimer, which wasn't emphasizing.
What does that have to do with anything?
What about why do we darshan it to mean that Mordechai
told her to watch the Sunday night football? She watched Sunday night football. Melamed, it sees us that she was a football fan. Oh. What does that have to do with anything?
Well, she's a football fan.
Yeah.
What?
She was not.
I think, unless I'm understanding...
Soccer, I don't know what they played back then. What did they play back then?
Unless I'm understanding this wrong, I think it said that it was so they could distinguish because he was with Mordechai and Ahasuerus.
Right. What does that have to do with Mamar?
With
Mamar
with Mordechai. So it's showing that she's not Mordechai with the child of Ahasuerus?
Bechlal Mimer Mordechai kolol kol mitzvah satorah. Sha'asta api haraso. She did everything that he paskin. Mamar Mordechai is all of his statements, which are all Torah. She did everything api haraso. Kemavur b'medrash. Ach naka dam nidos. Why is the dam nida mentioned here? V'fishazeh haya mefursam yoser. Kemish ha'isa mare osa l'chachamim. This was the most mefursam thing that she did. In other words, right. Because she's showing it to the chachamim, so she's publicly displaying her listening to Maimar Mordechai, which is Kolo Torah Kulo. Do you have to say?
No.
Okay. Very good. Excellent. Shkoyach. Okay, very nice. What? You're going to say that? All right, Rav Kalis. Here we go. So there's Mama Mordechai Esther Osa. The pasuk continues and says, Kasher Haisa Ba'amna Ito. Just like when she was faithful with him. Amaraba Barlema, Shahaisa Omedis Mecheko Shalachashverosh, here it is. She would get up from the bosom of Rachashverosh, Vitovelas Vihosheves Mecheko Shamordechai. Unbelievable!
Well,
she was hopping back and forth.
We have to get on this idea that she was, every time she was with Rachashverosh, she was bonus.
Yes.
Because I'll say this. that it was, she never did it willingly.
Yes.
So therefore she was.
Rashi. Besides what we discussed last week about the whole shade and golem thing.
Yes.
Besides that, Rashi brings out. I forget where the Megillah that she planted in herself a form of a sponge type thing to catch Ahasuerus' seed, so she won't get impregnated.
Very good. This is not Rashi. This is Tosfos right over here. V'tovelas v'yosheves b'chegol shel Mordechai. Tosfos here is bothered that you usually have. We have a din called havchana, which means that if you are married to one person and then get divorced, you must wait 3 months before marrying and being with another man, because if you become pregnant, we have to be able to distinguish between whose child this is. You must wait 3 months. Says Tosfos, "Veim Toimar v'halo hayosham havchanas shlosha chadashim." She was getting up and going to Mordechai. That was not 3 months later. Sharei b'chol yom haya osa rasha matzur yetzla. Ahasuerus was with her every single day. She was hopping from bed to bed. She was mishameshes b'moch. She was using a tampon, some kind of contraception of sorts. She was using I think that this is one of the rayas that people say for pro-contraception in halacha is, I think this is quoted, and she was using contraception, therefore...
That was the goy situation.
What?
I mean, I don't know.
Right, but the point is that, right, in a chanam, true.
You're not. You're bothered by this. You're very, very troubled.
I mean, it's just. It seems very problematic that she would have to take a proactive step, knowing that this is repeatedly going to happen, and yet she's still absolved from a level of accountability. Because I understand that she's obviously not completely in control. There's a power dynamic.
She's in zero control. Mordechai told her, "I want you to be Achashver."
I understand. Okay. But it's very confusing that she gets this status and we're. We're darshaning from it, but it seems like in any other, we would never take this. It's very confusing. And then we would never say that we could sacrifice a woman to the greater good so she can go back and forth.
That's a separate question and a good one. Mm-hmm. It's a separate question and a good one. But it's not pashut. It's not pashut. Yeah. You have to say that this was all done al pi nevuas Mordechai, and that this whole plan.
You
have to say it because
they were the Gedolim.
Right. Like, I mean, he was the
Moshe Feinstein, or the Chofetz Chaim Paskin something. But you're talking about the
And like the big three on top of that. It's like
Ena Chanami. Mm-hmm. I cannot speak to that, but other than to say that this must have been done with more than just a psak halacha. This is a nevuah. Ruach HaKodesh type of psak. At any rate...
And if Mordechai is the God of Lador, it's even more problematic, right? Because he's darshaning what she's supposed to do. Like, how could he make that...
I do not have an answer.
It was the time of a shmad. They were literally going to be killed. Jewish Am Yisrael was done. Over.
Okay.
So it was maybe the biggest hetter in Jewish history, this thing. And it was like...
Yeah, it's weird. In these days, Mordechai Yoshev v'Shar HaMelech. Mordechai was sitting at the gate of the king. Cuts off Big Son Vaseresh. Then we have Big Son Vaseresh. The Big Son. Do you ever see that movie? Megillus Lester? Fantastic. It is a must see.
Who made this movie?
You ever seen it? You've never seen
Megillus
Lester? Okay, Google it. You can probably, I think you can rent it. I think you can only rent it.
Oh, what is it?
And it's something like, it costs like $10 and you can rent it for like 2 days or 3 days, something like that. It is a must see.
Who made this? What is it?
I don't know if you can get it on YouTube. You have to get it somewhere if you Google Megillus Lester.
Who made it?
It was made by two fellows from Baltimore, and it's a cartoon, and it's out of this world. It's hysterical. It's hysterical, and it's just see it, and you will thank me for it. It is that good.
Is there like a trailer?
We see it every year. We download it every year, and we watch it with the family.
It's in English.
It's that fun. What?
English.
English. It's fantastic.
I don't want English.
No, it's not Hebrew. It's out of this world.
We'll highly
recommend it. And it goes through the Purim story, but with a twist. And it's really out of this world. It's so brilliant. It's brilliant. And it's a cartoon with very, very... What? They do what?
They show that
game
like four times.
Megillus Lester? Have you seen it? You don't like it? Do you like it?
Not as much as you.
Oh my god, I think it's fantastic. It's hysterical. Anyway.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's not a very
stark endorsement there.
You just yucked your yum. Wow.
Aye, okay. I recommend it anyway. I'm Rav Chia Bar Abba. I'm Rav Yochanan. Hiktziv HaKadosh Baruch Hu Adon Al Avadav. Sometimes Hashem angers the Adon, the master on his servant. Who would that be? Lasos Ritzon Tzadik, in order to do the Ratzon of the Tzadik. Who would that be? Umanu Yosef. That would be the case of like Yosef. Shenam Bar Vesham Itonu Nar Ivri. Where the Adon, the master Paro, got upset at his Avadim, which is the Saramashkim. And because of that, the Saramashkim does the Ratzon of Yosef, which is to bring him out of the pit and to salvation. Avadim al Adonehem. Lasos neis latzadik. Sometimes Hashem angers the avadim, the servants, on their masters in order to perform nisim for the tzadik umanu. And what would that case be? Mordechai. Dichsiv vayivadah hadavar leMordechai. The matter became known to Mordechai. So because Big Son Vaseresh got angry at their master, Mordechai was the beneficiary. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Big Son Vaseresh shnei tarsim hayu. Rabbi Yochanan says the Bixam Vaserish were two Tarsiim. Vahayim Masaprim Belashon Torsi. And they were talking Torsi. They figured nobody else is going to understand what we're saying. The Omer men, they said, Miyom Shabbos Zulo Ra'inu Sheina Ba'inenu. From the moment that this woman, referring to Esther, became queen, we have not seen any sleep in our eyes.
Wait a second. No, Esther wasn't queen at the time.
Yes, she was.
Oh, she was? Okay. Oh, sorry.
I mean, it doesn't work if she's done, right?
Correct.
Yeah, okay.
So, I say that she was.
What does that mean?
What it means is that because Achashverosh was so frequent with Esther, he was constantly wanting drink to satiate his whatever. He needed wine, drink in order to, you know, to, because he was so tired and so out of sorts. I mean, right?
Some cardiovascular.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. So because of that, the Bixam Maserish, who were working with the wines and spirits, they were saying, "Boy, we don't get any breaks here. This guy's like this guy's ridiculous." So anyway. So they're like complaining about that. Anyway,
they wanted to kill him and not her.
Correct. Interesting, right? Bo, maybe right. Yeah, good question. Bo venatil eris basafel. Let's take some poison.
Why is it their business? Why is it what's bothering them?
Oh no, because they're the Saramashkim, they're the cupbearer. So they have to constantly supply Achashverosh with wine and spirits and water and all this stuff. And they're constantly being sought after. So they don't have any sleep. This Achashverosh guy is all over the place.
The frustration with him versus her makes sense because he has the malchus, he took it from Vashti. He's dead. They don't have to serve Esther because there's anarchy. There's general legitimacy.
Yeah.
So, but like he goes, and they have some absolution of the problem. They have to do less work because they don't work for anybody anymore.
But then they don't have to do any work, perhaps, and then they don't have a job. They're out of a job.
We'll see what happens.
Okay. Anyway, they said, let's put some eris. Let's put some poison in a safal in a cup. Kadesh Yimos, in order that he will die. Vehein lo hayu yodim ki Mordechai miyoshvi lishkas agazes haya. But they did not know that Mordechai was the yoshvi lishkas agazes. He was on the Sanhedrin. Vehayu yodeh b'shivim lashon, and he knew 70 languages. But all of the Sanhedrin had to know 70 languages, which is an amazing thing. Amar lo, so he said to him, v'alo ein mishmarti u'mishmarachav shaves. So Bigson says to Teresh, or Teresh said to Bigson, I don't know which one, but they said, you know, how are we going to coordinate this? Our mishmaros are not even, we're not at the same time. So how are we going to coordinate? Amar lo, he says to him, ani ashmor mishmarti u'mishmarachav, don't worry about it, I'll cover you, you just do what you need to do, I'll cover you. So you don't have to work your shift. V'hainu d'chsev, and that's what the pasuk means when it says v'yivukash ha'davar v'yimatze. The matter was sought after, and it was found. What was found? Shelo nimtzu u'bishmartan. They found that they weren't in their proper shifts, and that one guy had taken over for somebody else, and that the other guy wasn't even there. And once they found that out, then everything hit the fan.
Chilling
on Max and relaxing on cool. And shooting some b-ball outside of school, yeah?
Okay.
No, he doesn't know. He doesn't need to know. Go ahead. Baruch Hashem, he doesn't know.
Anyways, so Baruch was out there doing what he used to do. What did
Achashverosh think
he was?
Mordechai? Well, Mordechai was an advisor of Achashverosh. So it was totally normal for him to be sitting outside the gate. He was an advisor. And we had it in a previous daf that Achashverosh sought counsel from Mordechai as to how do I get Esther to tell me where she's from? He sought counsel from Mordechai. And we have in a previous daf, a couple dapim ago, that Mordechai was, at one point, he was a cupbearer of Achashverosh. He was a worker for Achashverosh. So he was very frequent around Achashverosh, and Achashverosh clearly knew that Mordechai was of high esteem. So it wasn't abnormal for him to be, you know, around the White House.
Did at some point, Achashverosh figure out
that what?
That Esther was.
Well,
Well, yeah, because she, remember, Esther ultimately goes to Mordechai and says, and says, tells him the whole story. Right? So I think that it was figured out. But Esther stayed with Ahasuerus. She was married to Ahasuerus throughout, for the rest of her life. Tough life.
And then she didn't go back to Mordechai.
I guess at that point already she would probably couldn't anymore.
But beforehand she could go back and forth.
We're going to see.
Right, because nobody thought anything of it. But then it's like, you know, all of a sudden, hey, I'm a Jew. And he's like, wait a minute, you and Mordechai? Nah, it's not happening anymore. Anyway,
yeah, okay.
That'd be my guess. But I don't know Ahasuerus. He has some funky stuff going on with him.
Gemara's going to relate to that point. At what point did she stop going back to Mordechai?
Yeah, the Gemara's going to say that.
Yeah.
Okay, what daf?
I don't know, but
what line?
It's where the she says, "But kasher avadati, avadati."
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah? Very good. Yoshikaya.
They darshan that.
All right, Yoshikaya.
It's worth that. I don't know where in Megillah somewhere that Mordechai used to hang out by the gate and antagonize Haman. He used to wave the contract at him that Haman gave over. He gave himself an Ebed.
Very good.
Mordechai, the rest of his
very
life.
Good. We'll get there. That is.
Hey, Ebed. Like,
yeah, we'll get that. I think that's on.
Which also seems both counterintuitive and against the meter.
This is it. This is it. Tezayin. Love Tezayin. We'll get there. Okay. Very good. So, Achar hadvarim ha'ele. After these things took place, Amarava Achar shabara hakadosh baruch hu refuah lamaka. After hakadosh baruch hu created the refuah to the maka, the refuah being that Mordechai, was now in the Guinness Book of Ahasuerus' records, and
Sefer Zichronos. What was it? The Sefer Zichronos. What was it called?
Sefer Zichronos.
That was what he called it.
Yeah.
Name for it. Okay.
Wasn't called the Guinness Book.
It wasn't the Guinness Book, but it was the Ahasuerus records, the Sefer Zichronos. So, in any way. after HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the refuah, the Amarei Shlakish and HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes Yisrael ela im kein bar lahem refuah tchila. Hashem will not burden the Klal Yisrael with makos. He will not give Yisurim to Klal Yisrael unless there is a refuah first. Shenemar kiraf'i li Yisrael v'nigla avon Ephraim. When I present a refuah for Yisrael, then the avon Ephraim will be revealed. So first the pasuk presents the refuah, and then there's the avon. Avalumos olameno came, but with the non-Jews it doesn't work that way. Makel osarim achakach bar lahem refuah. First he smites them, and then he gives them refuah. Shenamar v'negof Hashem es Mitzrayim nagof v'rafu. Hashem pounded Mitzrayim with a negef, and then with the heel, the healing. So one might say, well, what's the chiluk then? Who cares whether the refuah comes before the makor or the makor comes before the refuah? But I would think that if the refuah is coming before the makor, you know the refuah is a guarantee. Whereas if the makor is coming before the refuah, then who's to say we're even going to get a refuah? We have to work towards it in order to get the refuah. Whereas by Klal Yisrael, it is readily available with very little work to be done.
For the makor, who says we have to go through the makor? If we get to the refuah, we can nip it in the bud, so to speak.
Yes, and MS. Vayives be'inav l'shloach yad b'mordechai levado. It was contemptible in Haman's eyes to l'shloach yad in order to send out his hand, meaning to
to harm him.
To punish him, Mordechai himself. Amarava. So the pasuk says, "Va'yivez be'enav l'shloach yad b'Mordechai levado, ki higidu lo es am Mordechai," because they told him that he is part of a greater klal. And then it says, "Let me see it in here. This is better to quote it." And then it says, "Ki higidu lo es am Mordechai, va'yivakesh haman lashvid es kol ha'yehudim." So first it's talking about Mordechai Levado, then it's talking about Am Mordechai, then it's Kol Yehudim. So why does it do that? So the Gemara says, Amarava betchila b'Mordechai Levado. First, Haman's intent was, let me just get Mordechai. Ulubasof, then he said, you know what, let me expand my horizons. Ba'am Mordechai. Who was Am Mordechai? Umanu, who was that? Rabbanan. Let me get all the rabbis. Ulubasof, and after that, b'Kol Yehudim. So this is a very greedy man, who might have been able to get his way, probably not, but might have been able to get his way had he just sought Mordechai, or maybe even the Rabbanon, but he went for gold. As a result, he fell out of
the bronze. He pilpur huagoral. He therefore cast lots. This was the lot. Tana, kevin shenafal pur b'chodesh Adar, sameach simcha gedola. When the pur came out on Adar, he was thrilled, Haman was. Amar, because he said, nafali pur b'yareach shemes b'moshe. I found this is the perfect month, because this is the month in which Moshe died. And so there isn't a greater month for the troubles, the calamities of Klal Yisrael to be on the month that also their greatest leader passed away. But he didn't yet know. But he was also born on the 7th. And so the death of Moshe is contrasted with the birth of Moshe. And so it's not altogether such a terrible month. Anyway, Haman comes to Achashverosh and he says, you know, there is a nation. Yeshno Amechad. There is a nation. The Lashon of Yeshno is a little bit odd because it should just say Yesh. Yesh Amechad. What is Yeshno? Amar Rava. Rava says, Lek at the Lashon Bishak Haman. There is nobody in the world who knows how to speak Lashon Hara quite like Haman. Because Amar Le, Haman says to Achashverosh, Tonich Linhu, come on, let's destroy these people. Amar Le, so Achashverosh says, Mistafina, I'm a little bit afraid, Me'olokav, from their God. De Loli Avid be, Kada Avar Kuba Kamai, because I don't want him. Meaning Hashem, to do to me like he did to my predecessors, i.e. Belshazzar. So Amar Le, so Haman says to him, Yeshno mina mitzvos, meaning they are sleeping, Yeshanu, they're Shanim. They are sleeping for the mitzvos, meaning this is the perfect time to get them because they're not doing their mitzvos.
They're weak.
Nirpim atem nirpim, if you will. Amar Le. So Haman says to him, Achashverosh says, yeah, they might be sleeping, but Isbuhu Rabbanan. The Rabbanan are never sleeping. So the Rabbanan are going to defend them. And I'm not going to be able to destroy them. So Amar Le, Haman says, don't worry, Am Echad Hein. They are one nation. What does that mean? It means that the Rabbanan are responsible for the chait of the klal, as we know. And therefore, if the klal themselves are not doing mitzvos, regardless of what the Rabbanan are doing to keep up their end, if their people are not doing it, they're responsible, and therefore don't worry about the Rabbanan. Shema Tomar, says Haman, and you might say, Karchani Osa b'malchusecha, I'm going to be placing a bald spot in your malchus, meaning that you've got these people, now all of a sudden you have these Jews who are living in a certain area, and I'm going to wipe out that area, and it's just going to lead to a bald spot, and it's going to be a very, it's going to look bad, because I'm wiping out an entire people in one area. So it says, Haman, that's not a problem either, because mefuzarim heim, right? He says, yeshno amechad mefuzar. They are mefuzar, they're spread out, so you won't even notice it. You destroy the Jews, you won't even see any difference.
Is there a tangible difference between like to balden and like pagan, like a blemish? Why wouldn't you? Because we normally would just say it's a blemish. What's the difference in this term? It's a greater intensity.
I don't know if it's a greater intensity. I don't know exactly what Haman or Achashverosh is afraid of. If there's a bald spot, like, is he afraid that maybe it's going to make him look bad? Is he afraid that maybe his malchus is not shalem if he doesn't have people living in a whole, you know, the whole New York City is out, so it kind of, it's a, maybe it looks bad for, you know, it looks bad for him as a king to have a whole area that is unpopulated and,
it's a more specified kind of blemish?
I don't know what it is. Yeah, it is weird. What exactly is, what's the focus, what's the problem there? I don't know. So mefuzaram heim ben amim, they're scattered amongst the people. You won't even notice it. And shema tomar is hana minayhu. You might say, well, you get some hana from them. So in other words, they do benefit me. Now they do produce. So Haman says that's not true either, because meforad, they're mefuzar u meforad. What does meforad mean? Meforad means they're scattered, but it also comes from the word pered. Kepreda zu, they are like this preda. What is a preda? A preda is a hybrid of a sus and a chamor that cannot produce any seed. She'ena osa perus. So they are like a pered, they're like a preda. They don't. They just suck up all of the resources, but they do not produce for you. B'shema Torah, and might you say, Ika Medinsa Minayhu? I have a whole Medina from them. I have some of my Medinos are comprised of Jews. Tamalomar b'chol Medinos Malchusecha. They are scattered throughout all of your Medinos. So there is no one Medina that you can say is a Jewish Medina in which my Medinos would be lacking. In other words, I wouldn't have 127 anymore. I would have 126 because the whole Medina's wiped out. Don't worry about that because they're scattered throughout. They're in all your Medinos. V'dasehem shonos mikalam. Their religion, their practices are different from any other practice. V'lo achli minan. They do not eat the same things that we eat. V'lo nasbi minan. They do not marry our people. V'lo minsevilan. And they do not give their children to marry and to for us. V'ezdasei hamelech einam osim. And the practices, the religion of the melech, they don't do either. How so? The mafkila kuli shasa beshihi pihi. They go out the entire year in shihi pihi. What is shihi pihi? Shabbos hayom, Pesach hayom. The Persians say to them, "I need you to work today. It's we got a lot. We're backed up in the office." They say, "Shabbos hayom. I can't. Shabbos." They say, "All right, work in April. Pesach hayom. I got a holiday. Can't do it. All right. So then come in the next month." Yeah, Shavuos. Can't do it.
Second
a holiday. What?
Second day Yom Tov also.
Second day Yom Tov. Second day Yom Tov.
Elul. What about all the days off in
Elul? Elul. All right. So then come Yudal Adar. I can't. It's Purim.
And then Hetzi Rebbe Yortzeitz. Every Rebbe Yortzeitz. And then the Hetzi of it.
Don't forget the bar mitzvahs and weddings.
Yeah.
There's a lot of kiddushes.
All right. So come in December. It's Hanukkah. No.
We got to leave early.
Not yet.
I can come, but I got to leave early.
What? Yeah, but exactly. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I got a lot of mechanics. Anyway, fine. So that's his point. His point is that they're constantly excusing themselves from work. It does not make sense for the melech to keep them. They eat and they drink and they're mevaze. They disgrace. The Malchus. They degrade the Malchus. V'afilu nofel zvuv bekoso shel echad mehen. If a fly falls into the coast of one of them, zorko v'shosehu. They take the fly out and they drink the wine. But v'im adoni hamelech nogea bekoso shel echad mehen. But if you, the king, touches one of their cups, so that's yainesech. Chovtu mekakavene v'shosehu. Then they throw it to the ground, they don't drink it. So they're treating you worse than a zvuv.
He's good.
He's very good. I mean, that's what Rava says.
It's
MS. Exactly. It's all MS. Maybe that's why Taka. Maybe Taka, that's the pshat. There's nobody who speaks a better Lashon Hara than Haman. Because the ultimate Lashon Hara, the most effective Lashon Hara is MS. That's very good. You just made this whole thing shelling.
No problem.
Absolutely right.
No problem.
Yeah, very good.
I have a hotline if you want.
Okay. Now that's the pshat. There's nobody better at speaking Lashon Hara. Why? Because he speaks the MS. And he takes the MS and he twists it. It's still MS, but he makes it so effective. Very good. Shkoyach. Imala Melech.
Or Hamati Berger, I heard once say, the greatest liars are those that speak 95% truth.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Right? Imala HaMelech Tov. Yikosev La'avdam. If it is good with the king, if it is pleasing with the king, he shall write to destroy them. Vaseras alafim kikar kesef, and you shall take 10,000 coins of kesef. I will pay you to do this. Amar Yesh Lakish Golav Yadulif Nemisha Amar Vahya Olam. It is revealed in front of Hashem, Sha'asid Haman, Lishkol Shkalim al Yisrael, that Haman was destined to pay for the destruction of Klal Yisrael. Afikach, therefore, what did Hashem do? Hashem said, I will beat you to it. Hiktim Shkaleim Lishkalav. He was makdim, his Shkalim, to the Shkalim of Haman, Vahainu Ditnan, and that's what we mean when we say in the Mishnah, Be'echad Ba'adar Mashmin al Shkalim, and the first of Adar, we make it known about giving Shkalim. Because Adar was the time where Haman did so, and therefore we say, bring in the Shkalim so that our Shkalim can defeat his. Ve'ala Kiloyim, and also we tell people about the Kiloyim. We will go a few more lines because it's easy and it's part of this Sugya also. Vayomer HaMelech leHaman, HaKesef Nafsun Lach. Keep your money. Keep your money. I'm thrilled to get rid of them, even without your money. Do whatever you want with the people. Amar Rabbi Abba. Rabbi Abba says, Mashal Dachash Verosh V'Haman L'Mad Aradome. What is a good mashal for this exchange between Haman Achash Verosh with the money? Shnei B'nei Adam. You got two people. Le'echal Hayelo Tel. One guy's got a big mound of dirt. Besok Sadeu in his field. Le'echal Hayelo Choritz. Another person's got a ditch in his field. Besok Sadehu. Bal Choritz Amar, the guy who has the ditch, says, Mi Tainli Tel Zebedamin. I would pay anybody to give me some dirt that I can fill up my hole. Bal Hatel Amar, the guy who has the mound of dirt, says, Mi Tainli Choritz Zebedamin. I would pay for somebody to give me a Choritz, give me a ditch so I can get rid of my dirt. Layamim, days later, Nizdav Guzei Tzelzeh, they meet up, and Amr La Bal Charitz, the guy who's got the ditch, says, Le Bal Atel, to the person who's got the mound, Machor Li Telecha, please give me your mound. Amr La, so he says to him, Tol Osa Bechinam, please, take it for free, V'halavai. Halavai that you should take it for free, you would be doing me a favor. And that is the exchange of Haman and Mordech and Achashverosh. Haman says, here, just take the money. I want to get rid of these people. Achashverosh says, halavai, you should get rid of these people. Keep your money. Or as they might say, keep the change, you.
Wow.
Well,
really ending on a
high note here. Yeah.